come before Thee. Image the invisible God, the radiance of His glory. The exact imprint of His nature. For no one has ever seen God but the only God, Jesus. He is at the Father's side, and He has made the Father known. Jesus, we just say thank You. Thank You for making our Father in heaven known to us. Thank You for revealing His character, His nature, His name. Thank You that we, through You, experience His love by the power of the Spirit. We honor the image of the invisible God this evening. We honor Jesus. We say You are the highest. You are the supreme. There is no one above You in status. There is no one like You in character. There's no one like You in power. You are the firstborn. And from You, creation flowed. You were with God. You were God. And through You, Your Father made heaven and an earth, all things that have been made. You are the Creator. Lord, we just honor You tonight as Creator. For by You came all things. And when those things lift up themselves against the knowledge of God, we remind them, You were created. And we serve the only uncreated God. We serve the beginning. We serve the end. And Lord, we declare that all things were made for Your glory. Whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or powers or authorities, they were from You and they are for You. And we thank You that You are restoring the earth. We thank You that You are working and moving in power to bring glory to Jesus. And Lord, we say we are on that team. We take our eyes off of ourselves and we say we are here for You. We are made for You. Yeah. To bring glory to Jesus. Just as a corporate people right now, we just say all of our money, all of our time, all of our resources, we commit them again. We say, they're for You. All of our strength, we do not want to sow to the flesh. We want to sow to the Spirit. We do not want to sow to our own glory. We want to sow and give and work for the glory of God. God, I pray that You would restore this vision in the Western Church, where we give so little attention, so little affection, so little devotion, so little of our bank account. God, I pray that You would pull back the veil to the glory of Your Son. Holy Spirit, do a work in this church. Holy Spirit, do a work in the churches of Colorado. And pull back the veil once again to the worthiness of this man. Pull back the veil once again. It's all about Jesus. It's all for Jesus. It's all through Jesus. Jesus, we thank You that You hold all things together. Thank You that by Your power, even this very universe is being held together right now. Lord, I think of seasons in our lives where we have willfully rebelled against you, yet even in that season, you held us together. We thank you for mercy, God. We thank you for the very mercy that right now, those who curse your name, you are sustaining the breath in their lungs. God, we ask you for a revelation of the God who holds all things together. We ask you to increase our faith in the God who holds all things together. And not only that, causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Oh, we want to love like you love. Oh, we want to be sons of our Father in heaven. Oh, we want to love enemies the way you love enemies. We want to show kindness the way you show kindness. We want to humble ourselves the way you humble yourself. And Lord, we just look to those things in our lives. We look to those things and we say, we trust you to hold them together. We place all things, all cares, all worries at your feet. And we say, hold us together. We reach for the sustaining, preserving, keeping power of God. You are the keeper. You are the author. You are the sustainer. You are the perfecter. As we sang, Lord, we build our lives on the firm foundation. We build our lives on the rock. Right now, we recommit our lives to be built on the rock, to trust, to obey the commandments of Jesus. You are the sustainer. You are the firm, precious cornerstone that we rely upon. You are the head. Lord, we just honor you tonight as the head of the church.
Yes, thank you.
We are your body. Tremble at that statement. We are your fullness, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Lord, we want to take that seriously. You are the head, and we are your body. Lord, we ask that you would use your church to fill Colorado with your glory, to fill the temple with glory, to fill the cities with glory, to fill the restaurants glory, to fill the streets with glory, to fill the parks with glory. We are your carriers of glory. Lord, we say, pour out your glory in your body. Pour out your spirit in your church. Pour out your glory in your temple. Lord, when we open our mouths, fill them. When we walk in a crowd, overwhelm us with passion. When we wake up in the morning, let us surrender our lives again to fill our spheres of influence with the glory of God. Lord, we say, here we are, use us. Here we are, send us. Here we are. We are ambassadors of Jesus. God, we pray for your church right now. Colorado, we say, fill them with the knowledge of your desires, with spiritual wisdom. God, I ask you for a full-on heavenly assault in your church against worldly wisdom. And I ask you for a filling of spiritual wisdom. Lord, I ask you for church leadership teams right now, this week, that you would grant dreams, that you would grant visions, that you would grant angelic visitation, that you would grant fresh filling, and you would release spiritual wisdom, and you would convict us of worldly wisdom. Lord, show us where we are operating with fleshly, sinful, worldly system mindsets. And then, Lord, we ask you to replace replace it with spiritual, godly desire, wisdom. Lord, we ask that your church in Colorado would bear fruit.
Yeah.
Would walk worthy. Lord, we ask you for sweet, holy conviction where there is not worthy living and worthy expression of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you for a vision to fully please you, to be well pleasing, that you would look down and say, oh, my beloved son, my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. God, restore a vision in the Church of Colorado to fully please you. We ask you right now for fresh strength. Strengthen us for righteousness. Strengthen us for the assignments that you've given us. Where we hear the whisper of the enemy just to take it easy, just to coast, just to be complacent, just to be apathetic. God, we ask you for fresh strength to be wholehearted for Jesus. To love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind,
yes,
all of our strength. God, in your church right now, where there is that temptation to give up and to give in, God, we ask you that you would strengthen feeble knees. We ask you that you would strengthen weak hands. We ask that we would run and not grow weary. We ask that we would walk and not be faint. Lord, we ask that you would mount us up on your eagle wings, that you would cover us with your covering presence. We ask you for strength, not according to our might, according to your glorious might, according to the power of God, according to the power of the glorious Son of Man who is with me. Pour out strength in your church for righteousness and the assignments that you have given. Children to the love of Jesus. Strengthen fathers to be pillars of righteousness in their homes, to be pillars of prayer, to be men of the word, to steward their families in the word of God. Lord, right now, strengthen fathers. Right now, strengthen mothers. Right now, strengthen children to submit to godly parents. Right now, put it in the hearts of 12-year-olds to love you. Put it in the hearts of 15-year-olds to give their lives to you. Put it in the hearts of 18-year-olds to fully submit to the glory of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you right now, as I pray that, I just felt that anointing to pray for the next generation. Would you just lift up your hands? Lord, we ask you right now, we stretch out our hand over the next generation, and we ask you for a spirit of grace and a spirit of glory. Even right now in that room, just a few hundred feet away, Lord, we ask you for a spirit of grace and a spirit of glory to strengthen the up-and-coming generation. Where the enemy is coming in like a flood, God, right now, we raise up a standard. We say, Jesus is the standard. Holy Spirit, we ask you for waves of glory. Holy Spirit, we ask you for heavenly encounters. Lord, for six-year-olds, for seven-year-olds, God, we ask you for angelic visitation. Particular, I just feel that number, the 12-year-olds. God, would you meet them? Would you righteousness, a love for your word, a love for your presence, a love for your name. God, encounter this next generation. The spirit of glory, the spirit of grace, to that mountain of gender confusion, to that mountain of sexual perversion. We shout grace. We shout grace. We shout grace. Lord, we thank you that even in the book of Revelation, we see holy people set apart, and that they are pursuing purity, and that they are staying clean, and that they are resisting sexual perversion. Lord, we ask you, do that in the next generation. Do that in this upcoming generation. Where the enemy is coming in like a flood, God, raise up young men of righteousness. Give us the Daniels. Give us the Jeremiahs. Give us the Josephs. Where the enemy is coming in like a flood to these women, Lord, we ask you to give us Deborahs. Give us Hannahs in the temple. God, we ask you to give us Hannahs who labor in intercession. Lord, we ask you to give us Philip's daughters who prophesy in the book of Acts. God, we ask you to give us the Phoebes. Lord, we ask you to give us these precious women. Lord, we say, raise them up. We say, sons and daughters who prophesy. Sons and daughters who prophesy. Sons and daughters who prophesy. Everything vertical. We're just going to speak to Jesus today.
Some of them used to mock God and be scorners of what is turned out to them to be true, God, that they didn't know what they were doing, they were ignorant, and that you are flooding this generation that is rising up with incredible grace, like a river overflowing its banks until it's until each one of these chosen ones, God, that you are calling out of their generation to rise up and be light. You are filling them with faith and a love for Jesus, the anointed one. We praise you, God, for this. And we testify that your word is true and it deserves to be received by all. For Jesus Christ came into the world to bring sinners back to life. Even all of them, God, even the worst of sinners, God, even these confused ones, God, that you are bringing them back, for they do not know what they're doing. But God, you are the bringer of truth, or you are the bringer of light. And within their own generation, there are those that are not confused. There are those that are in love with you, Jesus. There are those that have been covered and interceded for and contended for and raised in the house of God. Or that have been shared, that their friends have shared the gospel with them, or others have shared the gospel with them, and their beautiful hearts receive the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they understand, God, there's some of them that understand what they have been rescued from, that they have been spared much by being saved young. God, we lift up these young ones, God. God, I specifically lift up the young ones, the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, God, these preteens and young teens, God, that are in these years where, God, that they are making decisions about what they believe and what they don't believe, and if the faith of their parents is their faith or not. And God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would draw these young ones into true faith, God, that they would see you, Jesus, that you would encounter them in the night. God, we pray for dreams and visions, God, and that we would not despise them because of their youth, God. We thank you that you are speaking through babes even, and that there's ones that are interceding and praying that are so young that we would be in awe. But in that tent outside this building, God, morning after morning, all summer long, there are young ones that are getting up at the crack of dawn, and they're on their face interceding for their generation, and not only their generation, but also the older generations and the young ones coming up behind them. God, we pray just an iron dome covering over these intercessors, God, that you're raising up in that tent out there. And God, we bless them and we respect them. There is no age in the Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that even though some of us may have more years behind us, that they may have more purity, they may have more innocence in not seeing the things we've seen or not going through the years we've gone. We don't understand these things, but Lord, we know that there is no age in the Spirit and there is no junior Holy Spirit. And the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that dwells in us and dwelled in the Lord Jesus Christ and dwelled in the disciples and the apostles, is the same Holy Spirit that dwells in these 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old little children, God, that are praying, and you hear their precious, pure prayers. So we cover them now. We cover them that are in the gym, God. We pray that you would encounter them. Whatever you're doing over there, God, we ask that it would increase, increase, increase. Come more, Lord. Come more, Lord. We pray for the breakthrough. We pray for those that are on the brink, that are making decisions. Even in this summer, God, they're making decisions if they're going to walk with you or turn their back on you. They're in that room over there, God. We cry out to you that you would help them to choose you, God. The scales would fall from their eyes. The mockery of their peers would fall away. And they would hear your sweet, irresistible voice, Lord Jesus. And they would come into your love. They would come into your presence and receive this grace that we've received as well. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Children of faith. four Samuels and Daniels, children of faith. We call for Samuels and Daniels, children of faith. And you will love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, all your soul. And you'll love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul. You'll love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul. You'll love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul.
Just reminded of Jesus at 10 years old going to the temple and hanging out in his father's house. Father, I just ask for a hunger to capture our children. A hunger to be in the Father's house. A hunger to and a thirst to be in your presence. Lord, I intercede on behalf of mothers and fathers that they would cultivate a culture in their houses of worship. Lord, I ask that you would place your hand of a revival on our families. That from young to old, we would be hungry for your presence. That we would be hungry and not want to leave the house of our Father. That we would just linger in your presence, that we would not want to leave, that everywhere we go, we infect the places around us with your presence because we have already soaked up and we can't help but pour out. Father, I pray for a captured generation, a captured generation on fire for you. And it is our generation. It's young, it's old, it's a blend of all of them. Let us come alive together, Lord Jesus. Let the revival strike and awaken our hearts, awaken our eyes. Let our minds be alive and aligned with right thinking. Lord Jesus, revive this generation. We want you, Jesus. We want more of you, Jesus. We cannot get enough. There is no limit to what you want to give to us. So, Father, place in us a hunger for you that we will not stop. We will not quit until we see you enthroned on this earth above all, because you deserve it all. Because you are the King of all kings. You are the Lord of all lords. And we declare your glory. So, Father, pour it out on your children. Pour it out on the young and the old. Pour it out, Lord Jesus. Let revival come forth. Let revival hit in Jesus' name. Let all other names fall, all other kingdoms fall, and let your name be glorified. Let your church raise up a voice and a shout that they resonate your name throughout the earth in Jesus' name. Come and get your glory, Lord. Come and receive your glory, Lord. It is for you and you alone we stand in awe. Revive us, Lord Jesus. Pour it out.
supposed to sing and declare over them. Put a fire down in their soul that they can contain, that they can control. They want more of you, God. They want more of you, God. To set a fire down in their soul that they can contain, that they can control.
Prophesying over a Kenyan church today via video, Zoom, and I had this overwhelming sense of our thankfulness and gratefulness of who, like, Jesus is, who God is, and who Holy Spirit is, who the Trinity is in our life. I went back just to some old notes, things I've had for years that I've got. I've got about 400 here. I promise I won't go through all of them. But I just want to pray into a couple. We're just so thankful and grateful that you are Jesus. That you're Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of God. God, we thank you that you are joy. You are our just one and our justifier, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're our keeper. You're King eternal, King of glory, King of Israel, King of the Jews, and King of kings. Thank you that you're the Lamb of God. God, we thank you that you're a lamp, Lord. You are a light, Lord. God, we thank you that you're the law giver and the grace giver. God, we thank you that you are liberty, setting the captives free, Lord. We thank you for that you are life and that you are life-giving spirit. You're like oxygen to our lungs, Lord. You're the light, Lord. You're the light of nations, the light of revelation, the light of the world. God, I thank you that you are the light. You're the living bread. You're a living God. You're the living water and unfailing spring, Lord. We just proclaim and declare this, God, over the body of Christ right now, who you are in us, God, that we would receive the very characteristics, the very integrity, the very person who you are. Jesus, God, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, that you no longer call us servant, you call us friend. Friends let friends in on secrets. Friends let friends in on the no, Lord. I thank you that you are God foretelling everything that is taking place throughout the earth right now, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're long-suffering. You're Lord God, the Almighty One. You're Lord Jesus Christ. You're Lord of all, Lord of glory. You're the Lord of the harvest and you're Lord of hosts. The Lord of lords and the Lord of the Sabbath. God, I thank you that you are love and you're the loving one. You're the one that loves without boundaries, the one that loves without limits, Lord. Your storehouses of heaven are limitless. You said you'd pour your spirit out. You said you are love, and that is a spirit. The spirit of love shall be poured out upon the earth over your people, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're the lover of our souls, Lord. You are loving kindness. You're lowly of heart, Lord. I thank you that you are absolutely magnificent. You are majestic and you are a majestic glory, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're merciful. You're merciful. You are merciful and you are merciful. And then you are graceful and grace-filled, pouring out your grace upon your children. Thank you that you're the Messiah. You're the mighty God. You are the morning star, the Most High God. I thank you that you were nailed to a cross. You're the name above all names. You're the one that is always near. You're never failing. You're our new covenant God. You are none other than God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. You're ever present all around us at all times, Lord. You're on high forever. You're the only begotten Son, the only God, our Savior. You're the only one. You're the only wise God, and you are over all, creating the heavens and the earth and all of the expanse of space in between, Lord. I thank you, God, that you just breathe over the body of Christ right now. That you would breathe over us, Lord, right now. You are our life-sustaining, Lord. You are so life-sustaining, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, Lord, right now. I thank you, God, even as we return. As Marcus shared that earlier, Lord, I just pray that right now, that your presence, God, I walked down to go to the youth service earlier, and they were all in small groups. And I walked to every door. They were in room 5 and 6, and I went to every door, and I touched it, and I prayed and prophesied over every door of small groups. From the older ones to the younger ones, Lord, I thank you that that's the generation, Lord. This is the generation, God, that we're raising up. God, would we just be obedient, Lord? I thank you, God, where we stumble or where we don't do it right or where we miss it, Lord, that your grace would be upon us, Lord. God, we can say it, preach it, yell it from the mountaintops, but God, it's only you that can convict, Gen Z's heart, Lord. Would you convict the hearts of your children right now in the name of Jesus? I shared today as I was preaching and prophesying about our youth at camp. Lay it across the floor. Lord, just all eyes on Jesus. Every knee bowing, every tongue confessing that you are Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the wisdom of Solomon, God, that's being raised up in this generation. I thank you, God, for the evangelists. I thank you for the Phillips, God, that are arising, God, out of the mist. They're arising, Lord. I'm just telling you, like, I see this cloud of mist, like it's almost like a glory cloud, a Shekinah glory, and the Phillips and the evangelists are arising out of the mist. Wow. I thank you for the mighty ones that are creating a path where there is no path. I thank you for the radical ones, Lord. I thank you for the Johns, John the Baptist. God, I thank you that, God, they would know and be humble enough to know that they must decrease when Jesus must increase. They must become less so he can become more. They must go low so he is exalted on high. God, I prophesy that. God, I declare and proclaim that this Gen Z, this generation is a group, is a generation of world changers, Lord. That what people are saying is not true. They're not going to go back into the wilderness like Moses had to drop them off for another 40 years before they crossed over, Lord. We're not at that intersection, Lord. I'm praying and prophesying and declaring right now that they are the generation that will change the world. They will experience the greatest revival of all time since the resurrection of Jesus himself. I thank you, God, for what's upon us, God. I thank you for the honor and privilege, Lord, just to be a part of it. I thank you that humility, Lord, would be our compass. I just feel like I just see this compass. I don't know any of you. I was a Boy Scout. I just keep seeing this compass. And he's saying the humility will be our compass. You know, there's that little needle, and there's due north, and there's all that, but there's magnetic north. There's a magnet that draws the needle to north at all times. And I'm telling you right now, humility will be our compass, Lord. That will be the way. That is how we'll go 135 degrees to the northeast and then redirect 100 degrees back to the south, southwest, Lord. I thank you that compass would be the very thing, Lord. We have electronic GPS now, but God, how many times have we been rerouted by someone we don't even know? Listening to voices we shouldn't be listening to, much less obeying that voice or following that voice. So Lord, I thank you right now that the only voice is yours. You're the only true compass. You're the only true north. You're the only north star. You, Lord, on all things point north. God, we love you and we praise you. We exalt you tonight, Lord. We exalt you on high above all things, Lord. Anything else that's in our mind, God, that consumes our mind in this hour, anything, Lord, that's exalted above you becomes an idol. I crush all idols right now in the name of Jesus. God, we remove everything, God, that consumes our thoughts, that consumes our mind, God, that takes our time and our energy, Lord, and we squash it right now because if it's not you and it doesn't belong to you, Lord, I want nothing to do with it. Let us just be a generation, Lord, and generations that are sold out for you. Set on fire, God. Would we just be set on fire for you, Lord? I don't want to be sitting there in the last days, in the final hour, or at the gates with you saying, Lord, or me saying, God, I prophesied in your name. I had so much faith. I had so many works. I did this, I did that. But he said, you did none of it in love, God, for nothing. God, it means nothing to you if it's not in love.
Yeah.
Let us love radically, Lord. Let us love so radically, Lord, that we just don't realize even who we are as a flesh or as a unit, as a vessel, Lord. I had this vision on Sunday morning. I'll end with this. I just feel this. I just need to release this. I was standing on this rocky shore, and I was looking out over the ocean, and there was this huge storm, and there was just nothing but a storm and the ocean. I wasn't in the storm. The storm was on the water. And then I was kind of more in just like mild weather, if you will. And then these ships, hundreds of ships, started coming at me. And the Lord said, the ships are coming home. The ships are coming home. And then I turned around and I looked up, and there was this lighthouse. It was hundreds of feet tall, hundreds of feet, with this huge, bright light. And then everything went dark, and the light just kept flashing, and the ships just kept coming. I'm telling you, the ships are coming home. The ones that have been out to sea, that have been taking on water, those vessels, those jars of clay, wow. They're coming home. They're coming into the safe harbor. Let me just give you a little insight. You are the safe harbor. You are the one of God, the one that is saved, the one that believes, the one that has been sanctified, set holy, and that has been called to serve and minister in this hour. Because the ships are coming home and they're looking for a safe harbor. I'm telling you, do not be surprised when you just see people showing up at your door. Don't be surprised when they just start showing up at work and they just start coming to you like a magnet, like that due north. They're going to see the Christ in you. They're going to see the light that you're shining, because love fully manifest shines light. It shines light like that lighthouse, so the ships can come home and they can continue to come. They can continue to come. They can continue to come. And you're actually not going to lose energy over it or lose faith or any of these things. You're actually going to gain faith. You're actually going to gain in the Spirit, because it's so blessed to be a blessing in these moments. It's almost like they're going to be your fuel as you minister and serve and speak truth and speak wisdom into those in the safe harbor as they're repairing their ship. They're bailing the water out so they can take another journey, so they can go back on to the field of play, so they can go back out into life, Lord, and walk, Lord, with a new spiritual posture, Lord, with a swagger in their step, not in a carnal way, but God, in your Spirit, full confidence, full faith, full of grace, empowering grace, guiding their footsteps.
Lord, I just declare a spirit of evangelism upon this youth, Lord God. And Father, I pray for a burden for souls. Lord, that those that know you, that have tasted your glory, Lord, that have felt your presence, Lord God. Lord, I pray for a burden for souls as they begin to prepare for the new school year, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to touch their hearts. Lord, that you begin to put on them a weight of responsibility, Lord, to pray and to seek your face for those that, Lord, I pray that they would be influencers in their school, Lord, that those that know you, Lord, that they would draw near to you, that you would draw near to them, that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, fill them with your power, Lord God. I pray the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes come upon them, Lord, that they would encounter you in their prayer closets, Lord, that as they lift up the names of their friends, Lord, that they cry aloud and spare not, Lord, and that as they draw near to you and lift them up, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would draw them into your presence. No one comes to the Father except the Spirit draws them. So, Father, as they begin to pray for their friends, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to draw them, Lord, that they would be snatched out of the pits of hell, Lord God, that they'd be snatched out of the destiny that they were that the enemy has for them, Lord, that they would be brought into the kingdom of light. Father, I pray that, Lord, that just an anointing for revival come upon the youth in this church, Lord God, and through every church, Lord God, just in this generation, those that know you, Lord, that there would be a sense of, Lord, just an urgency in the Spirit, Lord God, that they would have that urgency within them, that when they read the word, that, Lord, they would be gathering up ammunition. Lord, that they would be gathering ammunition to pierce their darkness with your light, Lord God. And, Lord, that they begin to prophesy. Lord, that they begin to declare your word over their friends, over their family members, Lord God. That, Lord, as they speak your word, that they would sense, Lord, and expect the transition in the natural realm, Lord, that they begin to transition their environments, Lord God, in their schools. And, Lord, that they begin to see revival in their hearts first. And that, Lord, that their faith would attach to the hope that they have in that heart, Lord God. That they begin to see your spirit go forth. That they be encouraged in you, Lord, as they read your word. Let it come alive inside of them like a fire shut up in their bones, Lord God. Lord, that they would not be able to contain it, Lord. That there would be no shyness. That they'd be so bold for your spirit, Lord, that they would be shocked at how bold they are for you, how zealous they are for you, Lord, how unashamed they are of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, that they would just, Lord, I pray for an influence in the schools, Lord God. I pray for an influence as they begin to prepare to go to school, Lord. I just pray that they would, Lord, that they would just, as they pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit go forth and prepare the way before them. Lord, every high place be brought low. Every low place be raised up. Every crooked path be made straight in Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the parable of the king who forgave two debtors. One owed a nickel, the other owed 10,000. And who is more in love with that king? It's the one with the greater debt forgiven. I just praise you, O Lord, over the nation, this nation of sinners, that people would realize that you take sin and metamorphize it into deep love. And I pray that over every generation, Lord, in this nation, that we would recognize that we have been sinners and that your love will not fail us, that we will love you greater. And we just thank you, Lord, that there is hope in that. I also pray to the wall of the cessation lie, that, Lord, your spirit will break out in prophecy throughout the churches that have been taught that lie, and your truth will overcome the lie through the power of your Holy Spirit manifesting in your true believers. If they believe in you, Lord, you will manifest through them, and those lies will knock down the cessation wall. I just see that coming down, and I blow the horn, the trumpet horn, to break that lie in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, I pray that for our youth, Lord, that you may raise our Joshuas and our Deborahs, Lord, that they may seek your face, Lord, that their faith may be so bold, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that they may go after you unabashedly, Lord. That they may go after your kingdom, Lord Jesus. That they may tear down and kill all the giants and enemies of our kingdom, Lord. That they may tear down all of your enemies and rip them open. That they may turn away from the enemy camp and seek your face. Let our ceiling be their floor, Lord. Let them go after you and seek, Lord Jesus, more of you, that they may be so hungry for you, Lord Jesus, that they want more of you, Lord Jesus, that they may simply just have a hunger for you, that they may go to every way that they can find you, Lord Jesus, that they may turn every single one of their friends, Lord Jesus, to you, that they may just go blindly, that they may not care what people say or people think, Lord Jesus. Let this be the year, Lord Jesus, that more souls are won by our youth, Lord. That every single one of our youth, Lord Jesus, may not care what is going on in their schools, that rhetoric, that they may just go after you and seek you, Lord Jesus, and point every single one of their friends to you, Lord. Let this be the year, Lord Jesus, that our youth multiplies. Not just multiplies with Jesus, but completely just grows in such an exponential way, Lord Jesus, because of your spirit, because of your presence, because of your love, Lord Jesus. Let this be the year, Lord Jesus, that all of our youth grew. groups and every single one of the churches just gets overwhelmed with so many youth that are hungry for you, Lord. Let their hearts be hungry so desperately for wanting to know your truth and receiving it, Lord. We honor you and praise you for that, Lord.
I'm going to have Andrew close us out in prayer, and then Luna's just going to take us back into worship for about 5 minutes. We're just going to end with a little bit of worship.
Father God, we're so thankful for tonight. We're thankful that your Spirit would meet us here. We're thankful that we can come boldly into your presence and we can glorify you and praise you and even tell you the things that are on our hearts, that we believe are on your hearts, that we can pray back your words back to you, and we can know that they're being heard. And when they're heard, Lord, we know that you're doing them. Father, we thank you for how you're already moving in our youth. And Lord, we ask you to do it some more. Lord, we thank you for how you've ignited their hearts for prayer. We thank you for how they're gathering in the tent Monday through Friday to give you praise and to pray to you and to contend. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of grace and supplication. Lord, do it some more. Father, we thank you for what happened at summer youth camp with the students. Lord, we thank you for how they were encountered by God and how they gave up old identities of brokenness and hurt and pain and reached for holiness and reached for sanctification and reached for a new identity in you. Lord, we thank you that was by your grace, and we say do it some more. Lord, we thank you for how they're gathering. Lord, that tonight they would come and be together to worship and to pray and to learn and to study. Lord, they could be anywhere, but they came here. Lord, we thank you that it's by your grace. We say do it some more. And so, Father, we acknowledge your hand in all of this. Lord, we see that you are moving. Lord, we are contending and praying for a revival to break out. But Father, we thank you that you are already doing it. Lord, we thank you that we have seen change in hearts. We've seen change in families. We have seen change in lives. We have seen a desire for prayer and a desire for worship and a desire for the word to grow and intensify in these young people. Lord, we just ask that you would continue to breathe on these embers. Lord, continue to breathe on this spark. Continue to blow your breath, your spirit, onto the fire that's kindling. Lord, we pray that it would become a blaze that sets this region on fire for you. Lord, we pray that you would breathe on it and send your fire from heaven to rain down and fall on those young people. Lord, anoint their meetings, whether it's small and in the tent or corporate on a Wednesday night or with us on a Sunday morning or in their own little pockets of small groups. Lord, we pray that the fire of God would fall and would touch and consume. Lord, that it would burn up anything that isn't of you. And Lord, that it would purify and refine and beautify everything that is from you. Lord, we pray that you would develop these young people, that you would build them up. Lord, that you would build up their holy faith. Lord, that you would stir them up and you would edify them. Lord, that you would begin to release them. Lord, we thank you that there is no junior Holy Spirit inside of them, but Lord, that they are equipped with the Spirit of God to do the work of the ministry. And so, Lord, we pray that you would, in full humility, Lord, that they would walk in the fullness of everything you've given them. Lord, we bless our young people in Jesus' name.
We're just going to sing a song. Oh, the saints and angels, they bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing all the saints and angels.
That God, you would bless us. Even as we lay our heads on our pillows tonight, Lord, will you come and visit us. God, visitations in the midnight hour. Amen. In our dreams, in our revelation, in our visions, Lord, we thank you.